2,000 years old. Buddha, the 24th scientist, manifests through his supreme wisdom, his coaching. What brought forth the equality of his Buddhism, with the knowledge that he manifested, was through his own reality. Cast out because it was so real. He brought forth his own reality of how he was gonna win this one, because in reality the warrior always lived through death. There's no death in man. At the beginning of time, when man came to existence of himself, all it was is life. Cause from life brings life. Buddha blessed me. Buddha seen an everlasting life of his own reality. How he gonna master his own universe. The sparks and friction of the Buddha monk was conquering and destroying the devil. Buddha bless me. Buddha bless me. The reality, the science of the sparks and frictions was the spark, was the knowledge in his mind. And through his wisdom, they all realize. Understanding told him to see through his third eye. By being G-O-D, he seen his reality. Arm, leg, arm, head. Buddha bless me, Buddha bless me. Can I see? I can see the forest from the trees. And it brought forth my reality. Buddha bless me, Buddha bless me. Let me give you a little Jew. We are all agreed as the Son of Man, there's only one God. And we wasn't losing no time searching for that does not exist. We knowledge the cipher that we existed in and brought forth our own reality. So now we understand the cipher and what and how it was made. In the beginning, God said, let there be man, and let the man bring forth light. Through his wisdom, he manifests his own cipher. To be in the said person of that ability, that the civilized is held responsible for the uncivilized and must be punished by the almighty Buddha monk. Buddha bless me. Buddha bless me. So I took it into Psalms 82, chapter 6, 7, and 8. It says, ye Buddha is the God of the Most Highest. Rise and take your place. And show you should inherit the universe. Buddha bless me. Buddha bless me.